I'm Dorian Jones in Turkey, where the President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is facing a tough re-election challenge in this Sunday's polls. Opposition and non-government organisations are stepping up efforts to ensure a fair vote amid growing concerns over voter security. It's busy in the Istanbul office of the non-partisan election monitoring group, Türkiye Gönüllüleri. Staff are recruiting volunteers to make sure they have enough people to cover Turkey's general elections on May the 14th. Ayça Yücel is a coordinator for Türkiye Gönüllüleri.
Now in the 81 cities, we are organizing the system. In each voting area, we are having a Türkiye Gönüllüleri person in each school. We need at least 200,000 people. At the moment, we haven't reached that point yet.
Türkiye Gönüllülerinden Tuna, nasılsınız, iyi misiniz?
The group trains staff through telephone support, online video, Zoom and face-to-face meetings. The monitors learn how to collect voting numbers at polling stations and to collate those figures to ensure the official results are accurate. Damla is a student and a volunteer monitor.
As a young person, I cannot live the way I demand. I cannot live the way I desire. And that is why I want to protect my vote and ballot box as a duty here, because there are many security gaps.
Ve sandığımı korumak istiyorum.
Biz bu güzel şehirde size söz veriyorum.
Opinion polls indicate an increasingly tight presidential and parliamentary election.
Güvenilir ve denetlenebilir seçim.
The government says all steps have been taken to ensure a fair vote, with videos from the State Election Board promising every ballot will count. Despite this, monitoring groups say they are still concerned about voter security. Türkiye Gönüllüleri has recruited a team of lawyers who will help monitor the vote. Volunteers are also being sent to Turkey's earthquake-struck Hatay region. Tamer Balan is the provincial coordinator for Türkiye Gönüllüleri.
Those who remain here have concerns, saying, I wonder if our votes will be stolen. I wonder if there will be someone will protect our votes. As volunteers, we are doing whatever we can to ensure that the election is held in a fair way. We currently have nearly 1,000 volunteers here. We have allocated them to voting stations.
But in Turkey's predominantly Kurdish region, in which the state has a very strong presence after decades of fighting with separatists, alarm bells are ringing. At a press conference in Diyarbakır, human rights groups condemn the arrests under anti-terror laws of over 200 people, including lawyers, journalists and civil society members. Abdullah Zeytun, head of the Diyarbakır branch of the Human Rights Association, says the arrests are groundless, raising concerns about election security.
When we look at the investigation files, we see that journalists are being investigated for their journalistic activities, lawyers for their professional activities, civil society organizations for their democratic actions and activities. The arrest timing is meaningful because all these people are actively involved in observing the election process. People who identify and prevent voting violations that might occur during this process or will report on these violations.
The government dismissed such concerns, insisting the judiciary is independent. But the Erbakan parliamentary candidate for the main pro-Kurdish Green Left Party, Soygul Aytek Avşar, says that the arrests are fueling fears for election night.
Pressure has increased so much that people don't care about fear anymore. I mean, as they say, the knife is to the bone. The people came together in just a few hours after the arrest. Thousands of them came together and protested. They showed that they would not accept it. I think this shows people's strength and resolve for the election. I think it really showed that people are really ready to protect their ballot boxes.
Election monitoring groups working with political parties played a key role in helping to ensure 2019 votes were fairly counted in a hotly contested Istanbul mayoral election. The outcome of that poll resulted in Erdogan's party losing its decades-long domination of the city. Aicha Yücel was part of those monitoring efforts and says that the memory of that success is motivating her for the forthcoming polls.
Instead of thinking everything is going to be bad, you have to go to your school or wherever you're voting and follow what people are doing. That's the main idea, actually.
Bu şehirde...
As parties step up their campaigns, some observers say the role of election monitors could prove pivotal to the outcome of the polls. I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.